Bruce Chatwin's new book, The Songlines, is based on his travels to Australia. He explores the rituals of the Aborigines and links their ways to his own theories about human nature. Critic John Leonard has this review.
Bruce Chatwin is one of those brilliant young Englishmen who won't stay home. His itch to go is metaphysical as well as geographical. He wants big answers. In his first book, he went to Patagonia to find not only the usual penguins and sandworms, but also Charles Darwin and Caliban and the inventor of the mobile gas oven that became so popular in Nazi Germany. In other words, he found evil. His second book, The Viceroy of Ouida, started out as a meditation on the African slave trade. But in a middle passage of horned vipers, bloody goats, and severed heads, it became a kind of hallucination about sadomasochism, a sort of imperialist pornography. He tried to stay home for his third book, On the Black Hill, about twins in the border country between England and Wales, but ended up writing instead about class warfare, Freud, and the flight of the soul from the 20th century. Now, in Songlines, he reinvents Australia. Under a ghost gum tree, attended by dingoes and bush devils and black cockatoos, he will answer what he calls the question of questions, the nature of man's restlessness. He wants to know the Aboriginals because they specialize in the same thing he does, the walkabout. They just pick up and disappear. Why and where to? Well, all of Australia is a labyrinth of invisible pathways, dreaming tracks or song lines, known to Aboriginals as the footprints of the ancestors. Aboriginal creation myths tell of legendary totemic beings who wandered over the continent in dreamtime, singing out the name of every bird, animal, plant, and rock, and so singing the world into existence. If you don't hit the road and sing, the world will vanish. This is nifty. In other words, you can read the whole of Australia as a musical score. Visualize, says Chatwin, the song lines as a spaghetti of Iliads and Odysseys. And before our eyes, on these pages, Chatwin sings the land and its people to dazzling life. But of course he wants more. He wants ancient Greek and Hebrew, Old Norse, Old English, and all of classical mythology to be gigantic song maps, too. A nomad at heart, and thus at home among the Aboriginals, he thinks agriculture itself was a bad idea, and that the whole point of our big brain is, quote, for singing our way through the wilderness. The noble savage is his kind of guy. Thus he refuses to believe that we began as killers of our own kind on the African savanna. He prefers to think that in our nomadic origins we were acquainted only with the voluntary graces, language, song-making, food-sharing, gift-giving, intermarriage. We must have developed weapons just to fight off a prehistoric beast, half-saber-toothed tiger, half Prince of Darkness, a cave killer that haunts our unconscious to this day. Here Chatwin descends into sloppy argument and wishful thinking and perhaps naivete as he tries to pick and choose among bickering ethologists and paleontologists, all those desert-crazed monomaniacs who dream the past on an ice age toenail or a tooth. But until then, it's a lovely, lovely walkabout in the wondrous.
Our book critic John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Bruce Chatwin's new book, The Songlines.